The Tom Woods Show, episode 2133.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Folks, social media is a pit of misinformation when it comes to the subject of guns. So what you need is my free ebook, Your Facebook Friends Are Wrong About Guns. Smashes all the myths and a lot of fun to read. Pick it up at wrongaboutguns.com. Hello, everybody. Tom Woods here, and I am joined today by Mark Weinstein, who is the founder of MeWe, which is a social media platform introduced, frankly, as an alternative to the existing ones, particularly Facebook. So MeWe.com, just the way it sounds, MeWe.com is where to go to check it out. You can join it for free. I'm on there. I got my private group on there. The Tom Woods Show Elite used to be on Facebook. And now for several years, it's been over on MeWe. We have not had a single moment of grief over there from the folks at MeWe. We just have our freewheeling discussions and it's wonderful. So if you'd like to join my private group, go over to supportinglisteners.com and then you'll get the instructions for how to join my private group. And that private group, once again, ain't on Facebook no more. I learned a valuable lesson and I am doing the right thing by having my group on MeWe. So Mark, welcome to the show.
Tom, thank you. It's great to be here. Really an honor.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I actually never thought I would talk to the founder of MeWe. The thought never crossed my mind, but I want to take this opportunity to thank you for carving out a space for a couple thousand fairly bright people, if I may say, in my private group. I have two private groups on MeWe. One I started just this year and another one that's been going for several years after we left Facebook in disgust. And we didn't leave Facebook in disgust because we wanted to post Nazi memes or anything like that. We're all just normal, educated people trying to have a free-flowing discussion. And every now and again, some post would be flagged or taken down. Or then there'd be some post from 7 years ago they would suddenly decide they didn't like. And then, of course, if you looked at the context of the post, there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. So it's not like we're just bomb throwers and terrible people. And so, of course, we are driven to the fringes of the internet. It was precisely because we weren't that, but we're still being punished on Facebook that I just finally decided I can't do this anymore. And so I went over to MeWe and I have not had a moment's headache, not one, over on MeWe. So thank you for that.
It's my pleasure. And listen, I'm thrilled that you've got, you know, thousands of followers on MeWe interacting. And, you know, remember for our listeners, we've got about 20 million people now registered on the platform. And we allow civil discourse because, Tom, like you, you know, I always say MeWe's for the good guys. And really, that means that most of us, you know, almost all of us, really love the principles of democracy, the ability to agree, the ability to disagree, and have what's called civil discourse. Let's talk about vaccines. Let's talk about, are you a Republican or Democrat? Let's do it civilly, because that's how democracy functions best. But what we really can't tolerate, good people on either side of the aisle, is where there's just inciting violence and vitriol and hate and all that garbage. None of us like that. And so MeWe is designed to allow free speech to flow civilly, and it's beautiful. And remember, MeWe is a lifestyle platform anyhow. Most people on MeWe are not political. They're there to learn about recipes or health, you know, sports, or they're following their favorite musician or their favorite newscaster, whatever it is. MeWe is absolutely the only mainstream competitor with Facebook today that does things right.
And I might point out to people who hesitate to move to a new platform because they feel like they're busy, they don't have time to learn a new platform, that the learning curve on MeWe is not very substantial at all because it's laid out and it functions very similarly to Facebook. So you don't really have to learn a whole bunch of new things. You get a whole lot more emojis as options on MeWe. But other than that, it's not all that different. So it's going to take you about 5 minutes. And then, you know, over the course of using it, you'll find out this or that feature. But it's got private, you know, like direct messages, all the sorts of features you would expect on Facebook, except the harassment, pretty much.
And the garbage, really, except the harassment, the manipulation, the targeting, the subtle changing of your opinions, your votes, your lifestyles. I mean, you know, Facebook is notorious for manipulation. And so, you know, there's the harassment, Todd, which you're talking about, which is direct and overt, when they interfere with conversations for no good reason. But there's also the subtle, the covert manipulation. There's no such thing as free will or critical thinking on Facebook, because your newsfeed is propagated by what they think you should see rather than what you choose to see. That is a fundamental difference between Facebook and MeWe. MeWe, your newsfeed, is exactly timeline order, who you follow, who your contacts are, the groups that you're in, the pages that you follow, nothing else. Nobody can pay to boost anything, not a MeWe member, not an advertiser, marketer, not the Russians, not the Chinese. It's very pure, very straightforward, and people love it.
I hear you. There's just so many things I want to ask you. First of all, how long has MeWe been around?
So MeWe launched at South by Southwest in 2016. We immediately won an award there as Startup of the Year finalist for Innovative World Technology. So immediately we were recognized for the principles, the values, and the mission. And also, like you just referenced, the user interface, because MeWe is easy to use, but it is fully featured. You've got stories and journals and disappearing content, and like you said, thousands of emojis instead of the Facebook's manipulative emoticons. You've got so much going on there, live voice, live video, great private groups for your friends and families, great open groups that you can participate in and find, you know, people in the neighborhood or people across the world that are like-minded, or a new hobby you're interested in, or political points of view, whatever you'd like, pages, musicians, sports stars, newscasters, everybody that you like to follow. All that stuff is on MeWe. Everything you love and we love to say, and none of the BS.
The key thing, of course, starting a new social media platform is, now I'm trying to think of what the term for it is, but I'm sure you know it, that the problem is nobody wants to join if nobody's there.
It's the network effect.
The network effect, right. So you have to hit some kind of critical mass, and no one can know ahead of time what that magic number is before the thing sort of becomes self-sustaining and it's going to last. How do you overcome that problem?
You know, that's such a great question. So as I said, we launched in 2016. We ran a beta project for about 4 years before that, just sorting it out with a different, with our corporate name, Scruples. And, you know, when there we launch, and we've never had a marketing budget. So I invest everything in engineering. That's how I did it, to make sure that the product was always competitive, that the service, that people could love it. Because who's Facebook's customer? The advertiser and the marketer and the political operative who's paying Facebook to target. Their users are not the customer. So they delight their customer, but they offend their user. At MeWe, our users are customers to delight and serve, not data to target, manipulate, or sell down the river. So it's always been designed with this great sort of feeling, this great ambiance. Like you said, easy to onboard, easy to get started. And we've got some features like MeWe Recommend, soon we'll have MeWe Discover. But the network effect is rather, you know, imposing. How do you get your family and friends? And here's what we've discovered over the years. We have a very easy way for you to post your member link on Facebook and invite, you know, all your contacts, your friends on Facebook over. But Facebook prefers to mute that post. So we have countless reports from our users that Facebook mutes the post when they try and get their friends from Facebook over. So we've had massive interference on the world's most popular news site, massive interference muting conversations about MeWe. Now, with no advertising budget, with no marketing budget to, you know, spread the word around the world, somehow we have achieved approximately 20 million registered users already with good site activity. There have been many periods when we've been number one in growth. And all it is word of mouth. All this is people overcoming the barriers to entry, which in MeWe's case are just companies like Facebook trying to, you know, mute the story, mute the information. People are hearing about it. This is with no big influencers, with, you know, nobody we're paying to bring over a gazillion users. Millions of people are finding MeWe. And we're translated into 20 languages, by the way. So people around the world love it.
Oh, I didn't know about that feature. Well, if what you're describing is true, how does MeWe earn revenue?
Well, first of all, what I'm describing is true.
I just mean, given that, people must be wondering, how do they make a living?
Well, that's a great question, right? Because if you're going to disrupt this industry, You have to disrupt the business model, which was my mission from the start. I was interviewed on Fox News in 2012, the day before Facebook went public. And I said, Facebook has this privacy thing wrong. They are offending users. This is not going to work out well for them on this aspect. And people are going to come to be very upset about this. And I was right. It took a long time for people finally to wake up because they couldn't see the creep over their shoulder spying on them. So it took them a while to see it. Now everybody knows it. You know, the Wall Street Journal published all of Francis Haugen, the whistleblower's revelations. So if you're not allowing ads, which is how all those guys, the other guys make money, Snap, Facebook, Twitter, everybody. If you're not allowing, you know, your members to be targeted and manipulated, then what do you do? Well, we went freemium. In Web 1.0, and I'm one of the early founders, one of the early founders of social media. So back in the late 90s, I built one of the first ones, superfamily.com, superfriends.com, which were PC Magazine top 100 sites 3 years in a row back in the day. But, you know, nobody believed in freemium in Web 1.0. And that's what caused the crash of Web 1.0 was the disbelief in freemium. Fast forward to what we're in right now is Web 2. And we can talk about Web 3 in a moment. But Web 2, now we all know the freemium works. So what freemium means is that you've got to offer a free service. And people have to love it. This is the key. And so MeWe, free MeWe, 95% of our members use free MeWe. And they love it. And then about 5% of our users will opt into what we call MeWe Premium. And this just has some extra features for $4.99 a month. Extra features that you don't need, but that people love to have and they love to support the company. And that's how freemium works. And our revenue grew from $100,000, $137,000 actually in 2019, to $1 million in 2020, to $7 million in 2021. So you can look at the growth trajectory and go, wow, this thing's growing. And I'll tell you another secret, Tom. When you don't have this crazy operation of ads and marketing and targeting and thousands of employees, MeWe's done all this with an average of 30 to 40 employees at any time. So our overhead is not massive by any stretch of the imagination. And we can manage trust and safety well. We have a great moderation team. We manage all of this really well. And so that's how you do it. Freemium works. There's a lot of surveys and studies today, you know, hard business studies that show that freemium works, but people have to love what's free. And when you treat your users as the customers to delight, you know, instead of to sell down the river, then they'll support you because they want to support the mission like you do.
As a matter of fact, I am one of the people, I have the, I guess, the premium sort of membership. And I did this partly because I felt like it's just the right thing to do. You're giving me the service of having a couple of groups on there and we love it. We have very, very robust discussions. And so it just seems right for me to say, here, I want you to have this. And incidentally, I don't even know what the extra features I have are. And I don't need them. I'm sure they're great, but I don't need them. The money is not for that. It's because I like this idea of what Adam Curry calls value for value. You're giving me value. I want to give you value. I think this is the way people ought to live their lives. Now, when I say that, I'm a little bit self-interested. As a podcaster who gives away free episodes every day, I do appreciate people who send a few bucks every now and then. But I do the same to other people. Some of my guests survive because people value what they do and send them contributions. And I send a great number of my guests contributions. So I'm very, very happy to do that. I actually don't mind advertising all that much. Sometimes I've learned about a lot of great new products through advertising, but I totally get the issue with social media and data harvesting and all that that people may want to shy away from. Now, how is it possible, though, that a company like Parler, which is more of a Twitter alternative than what you're doing, that they ran into all these problems and they were getting blocked at every turn and MeWe isn't? I have to ask that because that's the elephant in the living room. Some people are going to wonder, is MeWe making concessions to these people that Parler refused to make so that I should be wary of MeWe?
No. And this is a great question. And with all due respect to, you know, all the entrepreneurs, the Parler, you know, people, you know, Truth Social, Getter, Rumble, all the great free market entrepreneurs that are working on solving problems and, you know, really doing their best to serve the user authentically. and with integrity. I was interviewed in, you know, Newsmax, Fox, tons of places about what happened with Parler and how did they get kicked out and how is MeWe different? And it's very fundamental. MeWe has always had a very strict and fair terms of service. So, you know, even during the January 6th riots and the insurrection and all that, MeWe was in the Apple Store, in the Play Store with Google, hosted by AWS, and those three companies kicked Parler out. Why was MeWe allowed to stay? Well, MeWe is allowed to stay simply because, as we talked about at the beginning, MeWe is a platform founded on civil discourse, on the principles of democracy. This isn't conservative or progressive. This is American. And that means, have at it, guys. Talk about what your beliefs are. We're not going to be deciding what the truth is and what the truth isn't, but do it civilly. Don't incite violence. Don't post hate. Don't dox. Don't bully. Don't post porn. And have at it. You know, when I was on Governor Huckabee's variety show, and he's got a great variety show, by the way, back at Thanksgiving, and the governor and I were having this conversation, you know, with the audience about, well, he was getting censored on Facebook. And I said to Huck, I said, okay, did you incite violence? Did you post hate? Did you dox, bully, porn? He said, no. I said, well, what the heck is going on over there? This is the backbone of democracy, is disagreement. Come on, people. Let's enjoy this great, you know, civilization that we live in, and let's support it. So there you have it, man. And but Parler, if they were doing moderation, it was so light that it was just, you know, untenable, and it broke the rules of those companies. MeWe doesn't break its own rules. Our rules are not designed for those companies. Our rules are designed for our users to enjoy the experience, for good guys, no matter what your opinion is.
Well, I'll say, I have been on it for years with a very freewheeling, no censorship group. I mean, absolutely free, with a lot of free-thinking people, very smart, free-thinking people. We have not once had a problem with MeWe. So if anybody's thinking, I don't know what I think about that, I have not once had a problem.
And Tom, let me put a footnote in here, because our users help us moderate the site. On every post, on every profile, on every group is a, you know, report and block tab. So if our users are concerned or worried about a person or, you know, a group, they can report it. Our trust and safety team will investigate. But it's very simple. If you're following our rules, then you're fine. And that may upset some people sometimes. But listen, guys, it's the rules. You know, we're not going to kick off somebody who says that an aspirin is good for your heart or isn't good for your heart. Have the conversation, everybody. We're not medical experts, and medical decisions change over time anyhow. You know, have the conversations about whatever you want to talk about. Do it civilly, please.
Hey, everybody, a quick message from your old friend Woods here. You know, we live in a society where everything is political. The brand of ketchup you use, the razors you shave with, whatever it is, there's some political angle. And wouldn't it be nice to live in a world that's not political, where your razor company doesn't tell you how to live, and your beverage companies don't try to propagandize you? Well, here's a great way to move away from companies that hate you and from unhealthy, sugary drinks. And that is with Gold River Trading Company, that produces the official tea of The Tom Woods Show. Cool yourself down with a pitcher of Gold River Trading Company's crisp and refreshing iced tea, coming soon. Start your day with Gold River's invigorating 1776 American Breakfast Blend, or unwind with chamomile herbal tea. I myself am rather partial to the pumpkin spice tea. I know that's fashionable, but sometimes the fashions aren't wrong. They also have classic Earl Grey and other great varieties. Not only are these beverages delicious and much better for your health, but the company that makes them isn't going to lecture you about what a terrible person you are. So go and grab for yourself some of the official tea of The Tom Woods Show. Go to goldriverco.com and get 10% off when you use code, what do you think, Woods, at checkout. So use code Woods when you go to goldriverco.com. Now go do this, by the way. Don't say, maybe someday. I don't know. Not very much of a priority for me. No. We have to support companies like this. We got to put our money where our mouth is. So go to goldriverco.com and join Woods in enjoying this tea, taking 10% off when you use code Woods at checkout. How do you publicize the existence of MeWe if you can't get those links to work on Facebook? where so many people are.
Right. And remember, you can get the links to work, but Facebook just hides them.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Facebook will say, I mean, we have these screenshots. Facebook will say, this post, and it could be something I post literally as simple as, hey, everybody, you know, I've got a MeWe account. Here's my link. Come join me. And Facebook will pop up a message saying, this doesn't meet our community standards, and we've deleted the post. So it's a really great question. Word of mouth is critical. I talked to the media around the world about these principles that we're talking about today. You know, we translated it to 20 languages so that, you know, MeWe is accessible in Asia, in Europe, in North America, you know, in South America, in Africa, so that, you know, MeWe is accessible for people, you know, who may not be English speakers. So, you know, we just make it easy. And then, you know, onboarding, as you saw, is easy, and finding people is easy. And then, you know, we ask our members to spread the word. And here we are now. I believe we might have maybe 500 million members if Facebook was a fair player and allowed people their own privacy to talk about MeWe, which clearly doesn't violate any rule whatsoever, on their platform. But, you know, we're humming along. And finally, this year, we are developing marketing budgets. So we will spread the word, because the idea is very simple, Tom. If in those kitchen table conversations, whether they're actually at the proverbial kitchen table, whether on your phone with a friend who's across the world or whatever they are, about, oh my God, I need a platform, not Twitter, not TikTok, you know, not Insta, and I don't want to use Facebook. And the other person says, well, let's go to MeWe. We've got to make sure that MeWe is known in every household in the world as the place to go. Social media done right, respecting users, encouraging authentic communications and conversations about anything and everything.
Well, let me talk for a minute to people listening out there who have Facebook groups and who know what the problems with Facebook are, but who fear leaving that platform. You are in exactly the position I was in years ago. And years ago, it was back before Facebook got as bad as it is today. I had people say to me, Woods, you've got to get off this platform. You've got to take our group onto some other platform. And what I would say was, I don't like Zuckerberg's policies any more than you do. But the fact is, this is where the people are. And if I move this onto another platform, we're not going to have as robust a discussion because everybody has the Facebook app open on their phone. Everybody has a Facebook tab on their laptop. They don't have alternative platforms on, so they're not going to visit, and I'm going to lose a lot of people. So I can't do that. Well, Mark, the opposite happened, because when I announced that I was getting off Facebook, I thought that would mean some people would just drop away. And, you know, a handful did. But I got a fresh batch of people who said, it's about time. I've been waiting to join your group, but waiting for you to get off Facebook before doing it. So that was my experience, and I suspect it would be the experience of other people listening.
That's exactly right. That's what's happening. And here's the thing. I want to give people a sense for what reach means, because this is an important and sometimes confusing word. So on Facebook, let's say you have a group with 1 million group members, and you post to your group. Well, Facebook generally allows that post to go to between 2 and 5%, whether it's a group or it's a page. 2 to 5% of your members or your followers of this page will get the post. Now, MeWe runs it completely differently. At MeWe, because it's your site, you're our customer delight, if you post, 100% of your followers get the post. Now, let's do the math here. Let's say you've got 50,000 followers on MeWe, and you post, whether it's a group or a page, 50,000 people get the post in timeline order in their newsfeed. Let's say you have 1 million followers on Facebook. Well, 50,000 people at most get the post. So, you know, when you have a 50,000, you know, member group on MeWe, you're reaching as many as if you had 1 million people following you on Facebook. So come on over, everybody. Don't worry if not everybody follows you over, because your reach is going to be better.
Yeah, that's an excellent point too. I mean, on Facebook, I still have a presence there, you know, and my old high school friends are on it and that sort of thing. But I also have a quote-unquote fan page, and that thing has stagnated at the same number of people for years because I just kind of gave up on it. There was a time when you could build engagement on it and really get more and more people, but the fact that they made the reach of pages in the newsfeed so anemic. Well, what's the point of doing it? I have this huge number of people there, but I can't get anything out to any of them. So even if a third of them follow me somewhere else, the whole third will hear from me. You know, so that's way better than 5% of my original. So that's also an excellent point.
For sure. And also, Facebook is going to have, you know, this whole conversation that Musk has really awakened about, you know, the number of bots and trolls on social media. Well, those bots and trolls are often paid bots and trolls, paid by, you know, foreign countries and other places to disrupt conversations and to boost. And on Facebook and Twitter, for example, you know, of course, on Snap and other places, you've got millions and millions of bots. So half your followers might be bots anyhow. On MeWe, because there is none of this paying to boost, there's no amplification, nobody can amplify, not even a member. So the bots and trolls don't really like to come over and disrupt MeWe because they can't amplify anything they're doing. So most of your followers are going to be real people instead of these fake bots and trolls.
Where do you want to see MeWe go? I mean, of course you want to see MeWe become a household name. I get it. But apart from just attracting more people, do you have other ambitions for the site ultimately?
Web3 is coming, Tom. This is an important part of the conversation. If people are watching, you know, Musk and Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, were having this conversation in December. And part of Musk's play right now is Web 2. And you can do social done right on Web 2, which is what MeWe does and what Musk is thinking about doing for Twitter. Of course, that whole initiative is a little confusing. Will he, won't he? We don't know. But Web 3 is the future. And we expect that MeWe will become a leader in Web 3. Facebook will, you know, attempt some kind of facade of Web 3. But remember, they still need to have their targeted advertising, you know, giving people and companies and politicians and countries the ability to manipulate and pay to boost. So we see MeWe as having the opportunity to become a real world leader in the movement to Web 3. Remember, MeWe is advised by the inventor of the World Wide Web, Sir Tim Berners-Lee. And Sir Tim is very active in, you know, the implementation and the research and engineering of the technology for Web 3. The whole principle behind Web 3 is what we call decentralization, users owning their content, not corporations owning their content, disrupting this data ecosystem. So right now, this year, as we roll into, you know, the ability to have some marketing budgets to spread the word outside of the Facebook umbrella and really reaching people worldwide and letting them know that Social Done Right is here, that it's fully built, that it's fully engaged, that it's millions of members already, come on over. So we build that, we build our membership. Let's say we're able to get it up to 50 or 100 million people. And at the same time, we start to position to be a leader in the Web3 movement, which we've been looking at, you know, since the beginning. Sir Tim became an advisor, you know, years ago in 2014 when we were in our beta project. So we've been looking at Web3 for a long time, longer than most people think it's new. But behind the scenes, it's being worked on and has been worked on for years.
Well, that's a very interesting perspective. I have somebody coming on next week, Ryan Levesque, to talk about what Web3 means for business and entrepreneurs. Because you've got people who are more careful about their online privacy and where their information goes. And if you're relying on being able to get huge dragnet of people's data, if that's essential to your business model, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. So he's looking into other, how can you ethically and transparently get the information you need from people? And it turns out you just ask them for it. You have a little quiz on your website. Are you a business owner? Are you a this? Are you a that? And a lot of times they'll hand you the information if they think you're going to in turn give them what they want. So if you're transparent and open, that's just way better. So
that's right.
So give me your parting thoughts on this, because I really do want to encourage people to get over on MeWe. And of course, you know, the Tom Woods Show Elite, which is what I tongue-in-cheek call my group, is on there. But let's point something out in parentheses. If you go on MeWe and you do a search for the Tom Woods Show Elite, you will not find it. It is a private group. You have to be my friend. You have to be a friend of Woods to get in there. So I'll tell you after I'm done with this interview, I'll tell you how to get into my private group on MeWe. But step one is going to MeWe.com and getting yourself an account. But what message would you leave my listeners with, Mark?
And remember, they can search for you and make a friend, you know.
Oh, they can search for me personally, yes.
Right.
But my group, well, I have to give them the magical access key to that. Yes.
Good. Now listen, everybody. We're all really sick and tired of being manipulated, of democracy being interfered with. This is bigger than when I started MeWe. You know, I started MeWe when Mark Zuckerberg said privacy is a social norm of the past. And he made this declaration back in 2010, 2011, because he just wanted all our data and wanted to make more money. And I was outraged. So I came back into social media to build the anti-Facebook. Today, you know, we are rocking and rolling, got all the features that you love and none of the BS. There's no ads, no targeting, no manipulation, no swaying your opinions, changing your votes, none of that BS. And we allow civil discourse. This is free speech, civilly, very simple. But remember, you're coming over for lifestyle. Maybe you want to, you know, listen, on our page, we have some really cool people. The world's greatest surfer, Kelly Slater, Cheech and Chung, you know, funny guys, Tulsi Gabbard. We have all kinds of crazy people on our platform who have pages. Crystal Hefner, Huckabee, Tom Woods. Lots of great people, you know, on all sides of the aisle and all issues, medical medium, /dot. So come over, bring your friends. Also, what we're known for is the authenticity of MeWe, because your newsfeed is yours, not ours to manipulate. So your conversations are real. It's like real life. That was the whole principle. I'm one of the early inventors of social media. The idea was to stay connected with our family and friends and like-minded people around the world authentically, to really expand and enhance our life, not to be manipulated. So come over, have a great time. MeWe, you know, we're of course the app. 90% of our users use our apps. And just as a footnote, everybody puts in reviews in the stores for all the apps, right? And so our rating is an average of about 4.3 to 4.4 out of 5 in the Play Store on iTunes. And Facebook's is 2.2. So our users love MeWe. So come on over, be part of the movement, the MeWe movement, and just really enjoy social media the way it was supposed to be done and the way it is done on MeWe. Social done right.
Excellent. Well, again, Mark, thanks for your time. Again, I was so glad that one of your people contacted me and said, would you like to talk to the founder of MeWe? I said, would I? Of course. So again, I appreciate your time and this service that you provide, because it has brought tremendous value to me and to my followers. So thanks so much again.
My pleasure, Tom. Thanks for having me on. I'm always humbled by, you know, who comes and uses MeWe. Thank you. We're on the same team. The mission for what we're doing, and it's also become about democracy as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. All right, folks, tomorrow on the program, I've got a couple of very special guests, John Leake and Dr. Peter McCullough. I'm sure you know the name Dr. Peter McCullough because of all the controversy with Joe Rogan. At the very least, you know him for that. But they have a book called, brand new book, The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to seeing you then.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit TomWoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at podsworth.com.